Sports. 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 Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump.
That's a hot level.
That part just gets needled right up there.
Needles right up there.
Right up there.
Now we're getting no.
How are we doing?
Good.
Okay. So it's this is a flash instant sports dump. Usually we come out in the middle of the week, but we've got one here coming out. It's a Memorial Day special.
Yes, holiday surprise for everybody.
Holiday surprise. It's going to be a basketball heavy episode.
Yep. Great. Very topical, I think.
Yes,
no mistake.
We've just watched a basketball game, and we're going to watch one tomorrow.
That's right. Game 7, and then I believe tomorrow is a game 7. Is that right? Are they both game 7s, tomorrow and tonight?
Yes, both tomorrow and tonight are game 7.
Wow.
Is that right?
Well, if it's anything like tonight, it'll be mostly boring until the end, and there will be a winner determined.
Well, that's kind of what all NBA games are.
Well, that's what the NBA season is. The
Can
games are supposed to be. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm joined by Dan Antonucci. Nooch, if you will.
Yeah,
in the world of the sports dump. This is the first time we've been able to get you on in a while.
In a while. Used to be a mainstay. Yep.
No, I don't know if you were a mainstay. What do we do? Two of these? Three
no,
of these?
No, probably closer to four or five. If not six.
Maybe. I'm not counting the ones we did with Brian.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the days where I would come to this very studio and sit down and record.
Four or five?
Yeah, you could go back and check.
I'll go back and look. Mm-hmm. I'll go back and look. Point is, I've actually been wanting to get you into the studio, quote unquote, with Ephraim, who is our regular weekly. I'd like to expand the lineup to not just you and me, or not just me and him, but you, me, and him.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
I think it would be great.
Well, it's not working out. Why?
No, well,
been?
I've been working a lot. I need work to slow down.
That's true. I
and
mean,
I can
I
get
blame
away
more.
Or just
I can't
be a little
blame
more
you for
later
work.
At night. Perhaps they start. We record a little later in the evening.
Well, I don't know if everyone else can do that.
Well, then it's going to be a tough.
You got to talk louder into the mic.
Here we go, folks.
There you go.
Right into the mic. We'll be hearing me crystal clear from here on out.
As he's
like crystal clear, like the sky blue waters of Ham's beer.
Okay.
You get them
okay.
For $2 a can back in the day.
I see that you're going to be doing just free association, so I'll have to cut you off at
Spalding
once.
Gray was a big influence.
Oh,
in
Spalding
my
Gray.
Life.
Oh, my God. The most pretentious guy in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah.
Spalding Gray. Didn't he go missing?
He certainly did.
Isn't he still missing?
No, he's found and confirmed dead, right?
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he found in a river or something? Killed himself?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah, I remember him before he died. I thought he was quite kind of pretentious.
Oh, for sure. I think that would be one of the top five or six adjectives associated
okay,
with
good,
him.
Good,
yeah.
Good, good. All right. You got to talk louder again.
Man, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to really
well,
just give
fine.
It to
it's
him. I'm going to talk very, very loud from
well,
here on out.
Well, you do talk loud at points, but then you yeah. kind of do the
I think I think I have medium-sized lungs. In a Roman nasal way that is about
yep.
mid to
Gives
small
it a
range.
Nasally
yeah.
thing. Yeah, we both
So I'm going to really open up like LeBron soaring through the air. Is
yeah,
what my,
like at that point, you kind of went down and you just talked at your normal pace, which
yeah.
is like that.
And you are so loud and
I am
crisp
very loud.
And energetic.
It's hard to keep up with my loudness.
It is. I'm trying to provide a complimentary sound to the audience.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about basketball.
Ooh.
So we just watched LeBron really make kind of history in a way.
Absolutely.
His own history.
His own.
Because other than those Boston Red Sox, Boston Celtics guys, rather. By the way, I think our new neighbors are moving in right now.
They're certainly making a lot
There's
of
a
fun
lot of,
sounds.
Yeah, good noise going on.
Yep.
And they probably don't have TV or anything, so they're hearing
no.
everything we say.
Well, that's good for them. They get to hear a high-quality podcast
yeah,
for
it's
free.
It's through a floor.
Yep.
So the point is LeBron.
LeBron.
That's what all you got?
Well,
you've been brought in here as our basketball
sure.
expert.
Well, I didn't want to cut you off. I thought
no,
maybe
I
you had more to say than
there.
Just LeBron. Yeah.
LeBron, what do you think?
LeBron, I think.
He did it by himself. Here we go.
Yeah.
10. Other than those Celtics guys, he's the only one who didn't play in the 50s and 60s on the list of most championships. There's only three guys ahead of him. Bill Russell, Sam Jones, and Tom Heinsohn.
Not bad company.
Bad company.
Well, I'll say this.
I can survive.
Yes, thank you. That was Foreigner, folks.
Bad company.
The band. Yeah, I know. The joke is it was Foreigner, which it isn't. It was Bad Company.
Oh, was a good joke.
Thank you. It's simple. Old school. I'm a big Laurel and Hardy guy as well.
Oh, okay.
Who's there? I don't know. What's he playing? You know. Anyway.
Who's there and what's he
LeBron,
playing?
LeBron, if you like him, don't like him, whatever you thought of him prior to this game.
Yes.
You have to walk away admiring what he did and impressed with the style in which he did it.
Absolutely.
Because it was really, really fun to watch. And he
had nobody else.
No.
I mean, a couple guys made shots, but they were on his wide open passes.
Yeah.
But, like, that's kind of the amazing thing is that this game had no stars, ultimately, other than LeBron.
Yeah.
But it was in Boston. And it didn't seem like the refs gave him any advantage.
No.
You know, I feel like you see a lot of games. Somehow the Lakers seem to have been involved in a lot of games where they seem to get the benefit of the doubt a lot. Are you playing with the dials? You're not, are you?
Am I playing with the dials? No, I am not.
I'm trying. I'm seeing if we're getting quieter. But I feel like the Lakers have been in a lot of games where they get the benefit of the doubt.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because the NBA wants the Lakers in.
They like the Lakers.
Yeah.
The Lakers, the Los
Angeles
Lakers.
They usually like
the
Celtics, too, but
Showtime.
These Celtics don't have any stars right now.
Well, that's true. I guess ultimately that's true. But I think there's some on-the-brink guys like Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown and
I don't
a former
know if they're
star
be stars,
in Horford.
But maybe, yeah. And then
Kyrie Irving, yeah, he's a recognizable guy,
but
also known for some of his controversial beliefs.
Kyrie,
yeah.
Now, isn't that pretend?
Oh, it's pretend. Okay, see, I'm not.
I don't know if it is or not.
Let's hope it is.
I hope so too. Yeah. The flat Earth stuff you're talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about. Don't put it
in
my mouth.
No,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Although you do have some crazy beliefs.
I think crazy is the new reasonable in a really upside down world.
Well, that's true. In a crazy world, what's crazy anymore, huh?
Yeah. Seriously, it's quite weird. If you were to just step back for 2 seconds and just sort of think about some things, it's pretty wild right now. We live in a really
absurd
time.
You don't even have
to
step back and realize how wild it is. LeBron James has just gone to his 8th straight finals. That's how crazy things are.
It's crazy to think he was just... I remember thinking, I can't wait for him to be in the NBA. He's on Sports Illustrated.
He has exceeded it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to exceed being on the cover of Sports Illustrated while you're in high school.
Yeah.
As like the next big thing. I think that was the title or the chosen one or something like that, right?
And others have failed. If you think about Tamir Goodman, the Hasidic player from the 90s.
Who went to Maryland.
Yeah,
but that
I think that
LeBron.
Might have been. No, he certainly wasn't LeBron James.
No,
but he was
He wasn't even a D1 player, as it turned out.
Yeah, no.
That's a different comparison. That kid was like 6'1", maybe. I remember that story, though. Mm-hmm. That's so funny that you bring that up.
Oh,
remember that kid? Yeah, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. And he was higher than 6'1", let's just to be fair to Tamir and his legacy.
Okay.
I would guess he was between 6'4 and 6'6".
Actually, it's being fairer to his legacy to call him short. You're right. It's being fair. It's being nicer to him to do it my way. Are you doing
the Frank Sinatra of podcasts?
You are?
You.
Me?
You did it your way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Elvis.
I served up some popcorn foolishly before this podcast.
Yeah,
I've done it.
Thinking?
It's not the first time I've done it. I've done it many times before.
Yeah.
It's the absolute worst thing you could eat for a podcast. Mm-hmm. So you were doing a nice job of covering your microphone, at least.
Thank you. No, I'm no stranger to sound and checking things out. And
you work in the industry.
Yeah.
The sound industry.
That's right.
You've done voiceover auditions
many times. Several times.
Yeah. Have you run camera, too, on those auditions many
times? Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd like to consider myself.
Why don't you do that more often? That's the big bucks, isn't it?
I'm in... Yeah, it's an interesting question. Now there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more, you know, bring in the rookie like me. Do that, You know?
I agree.
Assistant.
My powers lie just below
making decisions
hiring,
like that. Right.
And as far as that, I can only make suggestions and then take it from there.
Everyone I know, their power falls just below hiring.
Well, I'm a proven hirer in the past.
You are.
Of your services.
You've given me as much work as anyone.
It's true. Heard it here first.
We did. All right. So that was our Cleveland. LeBron's just damn awesome. Like, it wasn't, it wasn't great drama right at the very end. There was drama, like, with what, 6 minutes left?
How about the Jason Tatum dunk on LeBron's face?
The first 5 to 7 minutes of the fourth quarter were exciting, but you'd rather have the last 5 to 7 minutes of the fourth quarter be exciting. Because the last 2 minutes were really kind of anticlimactic.
Well, LeBron and the Cavs went on such a burst.
They did. It was just
in such a short amount of time, Boston handed it over. It was like, oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That must have felt bad for them.
Did you start Smart and Rozier in your gambling thing? Because they went 3 for 24.
Yes to Rozier.
Oh, man.
And technically, yes to Smart.
So I cost Dan a little bit of money earlier.
Just a little bit. I was 0.25 away.
But if he had played
Tatum
instead of Rozier, who I talked him into accidentally,
I would have been upwards of $40.
Ah.
Yeah, man, what are you going to do? It's there's another game 7 tomorrow. That's why you play.
There is, and let's move on to that. Nice transition.
Thank you.
So game 7, Chris Paul. Do you like Chris Paul or do you hate Chris Paul?
I like him injected with pig hormones, cortisone shots, duct tape. He needs to – I hate him just as – I mean, I shouldn't say I hate him. I don't hate him. As a human on a base level.
Did you consider him a Hall of Fame player?
Sure.
Do you consider him overrated?
Sometimes.
Do you consider him a dirty player?
Yes, of course.
Do you consider him a winner?
A whiner, yes. I think he whines a lot. I think he's rude to his teammates.
He's had some hard luck with injuries in the playoffs?
Yes.
He's also had some major choke jobs. And he almost choked away game one of the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, he threw a couple balls away near the end.
Well, let's bring it back to the Lakers. How differently do you see his career playing out?
If he goes to that Lakers team?
Yeah, if that incredibly unusual veto of the trade never happened.
So what ends up happening there? They get Chris Paul, and then Pau Gasol goes to New Orleans?
Well, I don't think I think Kobe was still a fine player at that point.
Sure. So Chris Paul and Kobe?
What do you think of those two?
I don't think that wins a championship.
What piece would you like to add to them,
a big
hypothetically?
Because they're losing Gasol. Like, L.A. didn't win. L.A. went to, what, Nash and Dwight Howard after that?
Sounds about right.
Who did they get Dwight Howard for? Anything, or was that a free
agent? No, that was when, there was a couple years there where Dwight didn't really care and didn't really
The years he was in L.A.
Yeah, because he stepped, I mean, he had a great year with Charlotte quietly this year, statistically.
I mean, Paul and Kobe, I don't know how that would have worked out.
They're both kind of aggressive type A's. It might have been too much personality
In my mind, both are just slightly overrated.
Kobe?
Yes. I'd say Kobe more than Paul, because Kobe, people try to compare Kobe to LeBron. Those people are idiots, but even for that to be said is an overrating of Kobe.
Well, many maniacs
he's not
have
a top
Kobe
10 player.
Ahead of LeBron. That's the crazy
part.
Well,
that's foolishness. That's foolishness.
How many titles did Kobe win?
5.
And LeBron's sitting steady at 2, correct?
No, LeBron has 3.
Name the third.
He won 2 in Miami and 1 in Cleveland.
Right, so he's sitting at 3.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But Kobe has 5.
Yeah, but Kobe's 5-2, I think. Or is it 5-3?
Well, if we want to play that game, that's a dangerous road to go down.
Well, why?
Because then you look at LeBron and he's 3-5.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he's been to 8. He's been to 9 now.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
8 in a row.
If he wins
this. He's
been
to 10.
Now, he's clearly.
Or no, 4.
Is he considered above of Kobe because of his skill and his impact on the game?
He's a better player.
He's a better player, yes.
And so he's had a better career.
You only have Jordan above LeBron in your personal assessment of the players, right? Just to, if we're fairly assessing what's going on here.
Yeah, I think so. And even that's getting close.
Yeah.
Well, I think when it's all said and done, the problem is Jordan took those damn 2 years off, and then he took another year off, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you play him straight through there. What's he got? Maybe another title?
Yeah.
So if he has seven titles, or maybe he goes to two more somehow, if things work out differently there. So maybe he's, what, 7-2? That's pretty incredible, but it's hard to say.
It's also hard to think about this. Kobe, or LeBron and Michael Jordan have each played for two different teams. The Miami Heat, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And
yeah,
the
Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers and the Bulls and the Wizards.
A Cavalier, what is that? Is that like a...
It's a misspeaking.
Okay, I thought it was like a clarinet.
It's
and a
clavicle bone.
Okay.
And a chandelier.
But I got you off track. You were saying LeBron and...
Jordan. For,
they're
both going to be these legendary players.
Well, LeBron may end up playing on three teams or more.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe LeBron pauses and says, geez, Louise, I could just stay here in Cleveland and keep my team number at two. Because Kobe only played for one team.
He doesn't care about his team number. His team number doesn't matter to him. How many teams he's been on? No.
I think it partially does. I think it's cheapened. If you look at Larry, he was a Celtic. Magic, he was a Laker.
Kareem only on two teams.
Yep, Kareem only on two teams. Once you cross over to that third team or fourth team, it's just like it kind of cheapens everything. Everyone's like, whatever. Seriously, no one's going to look at Pau Gasol or Journeyman McGee and say,
Gasol's going to be in the NBA Hall of Fame.
Of course he is.
So what else does it matter?
No one will think of him like they think of Tim Duncan. No one will think of him.
You know what? I like Pau Gasol more than Tim Duncan.
Because he's fun in Spanish? Or
yes. Because he's fun in Spanish. That's exactly why.
Of course. And it may be a
He reminds me of James Kirkland. Do you know who James Kirkland
great
is?
Great compliment to both. I do.
Yeah.
I do. Go Blazers.
I feel like James Kirkland is the Portland version of Pau Gasol.
Portland Pau. That's his
Portland
new
Pau. Yes.
There you go. PP.
I'm gonna tag him in this so he got a shout out
at it
in 17 minutes so he can just fast forward to
it.
So let's talk about this game tomorrow. Who do you got? Golden State? Houston?
Here's the thing. If Chris Paul plays, I don't think that's going to be a damn difference maker.
Because he's hurt?
What's going to be the difference maker is if
Put the mic next to your mouth.
If Mike D'Antoni...
You keep shaking the microphone
I am
so that
Italian,
the sound is coming in and out like that.
It's exciting for people. It's dynamic sound range. If Mike D'Antoni can say the right things to this team,
you think
and
that's
get them,
what it comes down to?
Absolutely.
All right. So
you know
listen,
as well
I'll
as
be
anyone.
James
it's
Harden.
It's a psychological
Great.
Battle.
Great. You be Mike D'Antoni. Okay. I'll be James Harden.
Okay, guys. Thanks for gathering around. You guys look great. You look poised to go out there.
Coach, what?
Go ahead, Jim. What is it?
Well, it's like 10 minutes before the game.
All right. Well,
I'm still combing my beard.
Yeah, well, your beard looks terrific.
Oh, thanks.
We're going to move the ball in a way today that is going to take away the notion of good players and bad players.
Can you notice what I did different with my beard, Coach?
Yes, it has a little bit of dried coconut sprinkled throughout, and it looks very tasty.
Way to pick that up.
Yeah, no problem.
It's the smell. Not a lot of people would know I put dried coconut in my beard.
You're getting me off track, Jimmy.
Sorry, Coach. Go ahead and coach D'Antoni.
No, I think you guys got this game. Remember, you're coached by D'Antoni. We can do this.
You mean you?
Yes. Me, myself.
Why would you mention that to remember we're coached by you? You're giving us a speech.
Because don't worry about these Warriors. They're a bunch of lamos. They've done it before. This is your time. Become greatness. Do it tonight. Win just right.
That was very Steven Seagal-ish at the end there.
Great. I do it mean, Steven. Hey, does anybody have potato chips for a guy with my,
No, keep going.
Give me the buffalo meat raw, and I'll be in the back if your manager knows what's best for him.
What store is he in where they have buffalo meat and he goes in the back?
It's a bar in Alaska.
Okay.
He's infiltrated the local police department for a woman. Something along those lines is usually the case.
That's good. All right, so who's your pick? So that was your speech, but that's the speech that's
Rockets
gonna do it.
By six in an overtime shocker.
Whoa!
Yeah. No doubt about it. I just feel like...
Rockets by 6 in an overtime. Yeah, shocker.
They're in home. They're going to take the spirits of the people that struggled in Hurricane Houston.
And no, that wasn't what it was called, but that's all right.
What was the name of it?
It was the hurricane in Houston.
What was the name of this?
I don't know, but I didn't try to name it.
Gustavo. Thank you very much. Hurricane Gustavo. William? No, I really think it was Gustavo.
I don't think it was Gustavo, but maybe. Well,
you guys
They've
go
had
ahead
it tough
and
in Houston, so that would be
tweet
good.
The sport dump what the name of the hurricane was.
Yes.
And remember the victims and the shattered lives, and that's what the Rockets are going to carry to victory tomorrow.
Okay. All right, I think that's pretty good. We can go out on that.
Because
this
Astros.
Is a flash episode.
That's right.
What about the Astros?
I'm just saying, the magic of Houston.
Oh, that already happened, though.
It did. That's exactly. All right, that's a great ending, folks. Listen to Joe.
It was a good ending. All right. I forgot. Go to sportsdump.com for more stuff.